I essentially worked at Electronics Illustrated for 2 years. Again, I was beginning to get antsy like I was before. And the reason was is that we were kind of desperate to get these construction articles, and some of them were like mediocre. I don't know, maybe I got soured on it, but I felt that I could do better. And I got a little resentful that I had to authorize checks, you know, for like $300 to $500 an article at that time. And I said, why can't I do these construction articles? I'd much rather build than edit and, you know, check the diagram, do the editing part of it. So I decided that I would become a freelance writer, which is kind of a suicidal thing to do because not many freelancers do succeed as full-time. But I decided, because I had such a narrow specialization, that I stood a good chance. And also, my first big market would be Electronics Illustrated, because they had a constant need, and I used to do at least two articles. So I went freelance. I moved up to Norwalk, Connecticut, and I was starting a family at that time. I had two. My son and daughter were born in the 60s, early 60s. And I was up there, and I was writing my construction art, and I was doing okay, making a decent living. And everything was tubes. Okay. And, you know, this newfangled thing was coming along, transistors, solid state, etc. And I read about them, and I tried to learn something about them, but I was under no great pressure to really do much. I knew that at some point I'd have to get up to speed, because my living would depend on it, because we could see that this was the future of home experimentation. Just around that time, when I first started freelancing, I get a call from another freelance writer, who's not a technical person, and somebody asked him if he could write a manual for General Electric, a technical manual, and he said it's beyond him. And would I be interested? Because he knew, you know, I was more of a technical type. So I had two little kids, and there's no way I'm going to turn down any assignment. What happened? So I said yes. Just automatically. I always say automatically yes. So I called up the GE guy, and GE had what they called a radio receiver division up in Schenectady, New York. And in that division, they were starting a subdivision called the Youth Division. And evidently, it was some kind of marketing approach on their part to engage younger and younger people, so they'll, you know, buy their refrigerators and other jet engines later on. And they get them while they're very young. So they wanted to come up with an experimenter kit for kids, teenagers. And it would be based on transistors. And they needed, the engineers worked out all the circuitry and everything, but they needed a technical writer to take the schematics and information and put it into readable form. And somebody who, you know, was practiced in that art of instruction manuals. So I went up and went to a meeting there, and they told me all their ideas, and I said, you know, I agreed, and he offered me a nice fat fee of $1,500, which was like, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000 today. And I was just thrilled to pieces. Except for one thing. I didn't know anything about transistors, but I saw those two little starving mouths at home and a wife looking at me, so I decided I better learn about transistors. Now, of course, it might sound a little bit dramatic, but of course I knew basic electronics, and I was pretty good at tubes. You know, I knew all the basic theory. But I did essentially in a fairly short time learn transistors and got very familiar with that, enough to where I could do the projects. They actually did the schematics. So they gave me a breadboard with spring clip connectors, a bunch of transistors, and they gave me all the components and told me to come back with a manual. So I did that, and it worked out. It was very successful. I mean, in terms of they liked it very much. So that really was my first big, you know, exposure to transistors and sort of got me on the learning curve. And then it opened up the next 15 or 18 years of work for me, because I spent the next, that period of time essentially doing just construction articles.